All right, so we're back to Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So let's see if we can define a little better now the idea of the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah is Chozer, and the Torah B'Shikul Hadas is not. And the different possibilities of what's considered the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. Yeah, it's a little hard, right? It's got a lot of different steps. And it's not clear that there's one idea that follows through with slight modifications, or if they're different ideas, right? Okay. And let's start at the top. What's the idea of saying Torah B'Dvar Mishnah is Chozer and thinking it's only the Mishnayos of Rebbe? It should be easier to start there. I mean, that's an absolute, sort of like an objective standard. Let me just the basic idea. If I were to ask you, why is the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah Chozer and the Torah B'Shikul Hadas not Chozer? What would be the a strong reason to say Torah B'Dvar Mishnah is Chozer? Maybe it's just too simple to think to realize it. Yeah.
I think last time we said fact
again. Okay, so let's draw it out. As we're saying, fact versus process, fine. But let's really get it clear. What do we mean by what do you mean by fact versus process? Why is what's the difference? What do you mean fact? Let's put it into the law of din, into the language of din, maybe. Yeah, go ahead.
I would say that is Rebbe's mission.
Okay, so again, what's underlying this whole sugya? I mean, what's the underlying problem that is bothering me a little bit? Is the question of why? What do we mean that you're ta'ah, right? It means you made a mistake. So what does it mean you made a mistake? It means that's not the din. So if that's not the din, then it should always be chozer. I mean, right? I mean, you made a mistake in adding something. It's not a question, is it chozer or not? It's just wrong. There's no din. Right? So it's interesting over here that, and all of these cases, even the case of Tav B'Shikul Hadas, it's not like the guy thinks he's right in the end. Like, so the Ron, I mean, it's. Well, the Ron is actually talking about the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. But even B'Shikul Hadas, it would seem it's where the person recognizes that he did make a mistake. So I would say that Rav Hamnuna's first idea was that what do we mean by Torah B'Dvar Mishnah is Chozer? It's simply because there is no din, like he's saying. It just doesn't exist. Once Rebbe went through the Mishnayos and he called out all of the psak, and he says, this is now the final word of what all the psak in the Torah is. So a person who's to'o b'dvar Mishnah, he said something against what Rebbe said, he's just out of the box of his, that statement doesn't have the quality of din. Because he's saying something that effectively doesn't exist. He's saying something that, in a certain sense, you could say, simply doesn't exist. Now, in order for a to'os to, in order to say a person is to'o and it's not chozer, it has to be, like we're saying, that he got somewhere, maybe in the wrong way. But the thing that he said has to be somewhere, has to exist, has to have the status in some sense of din. Maybe it's not the din we agree with. Maybe it's not the din that we would all concur with. But it would seem that the first possibility is saying that once we say when you have machlokas beis shammai and beis hillel, so now we pasken halacha is like beis hillel, so beis shammai is like eino halacha. It's not like a shita anymore. It doesn't exist. It's just out of the box. So when he's a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, he's not in the realm of din. what he's saying is not in the realm of din anymore. Ain dino din legamri, right? Like Rashi says, ain dino din legamri v'chozer, meaning to say, it just, it's like he, what he's saying is like a null thing. Okay. That's a nice thing. I like it. But there's a big problem with saying this. The problem is, where are we? What parak are we in? Right? We're in the parak that compares and contrasts dine mamonos and dine nefashos. And what are we in particular discussing? The difference between dine mamonos and dine nefashos. Dine nefashos is chozer for zechus, but not for chov. Right? But dine mamonos is chozer for both. Right? And we're looking for the case of chozer. Right? The Mishnah here says dine mamonos is chozer in both. And we had another Mishnah that said it's not. So we're trying to figure out when is it chozer and when is it not chozer. So we said, when is it chozer? Tabit by Mishnah. Right? So then it's chozerin l'schus l'chov. But in that very same thing, we'll say about dine nefashos, it's not chozer l'chov. Right? That is the difference between dine mamonos and dine nefashos. Or that is a difference. What does it say? Dine nefashos is what? Chos machziren bein lezechus. Dine mamonos machziren bein lezechus bein lechova. When? According to this Gemara, when? In what type of a case? When he's a tov is v'mishnah. But in the very same case, it says dine nefashos machziren lezechus bein machziren lechova. So if we're going to interpret the Mishnah according to this answer in the Gemara, it means in the case of dine mamon, dine nefashos, if they make a mistake bidvar Mishnah and they say the guy is pater from Misa, ain machzir no so. That has to be.
Oh, I'm saying it's factually true.
That is factually true. But if we're saying it's not din, if we're saying it's nothing, then how could you make a differentiation between dine mamonos and dine nefashos? So it's like a kind of argument you don't want to make too good, because then you get in trouble with dine nefashos. So it's interesting. I mean, the Rama mentions it. The Gemara has it over here. What is the standard for being machzir the din in dine nefashos? It's very interesting. Take a look at the Gemara and Lama Gimel Beis. Towards the middle towards the bottom. Ve'ein machzir in l'chova. You see it? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu she'to'o b'dover she'ein ha'tzidukim modim bo. Aval to'o b'dover she'tzidukim modim bo, zil kori b'rav. So he says it's a different standard. He says, when do we say that dine nefashos is not machziran oso lechova? In other words, what type of a mistake do we say that you can't overturn when you acquit him, right? It's only a mistake that the tzedukim would not be moda in. But if the dayan said something so crazy that even the tzedukim, who basically only go by the plain interpretation of the psukim, would admit that he made a mistake, then you are machzir in l'chova. Yep.
In
dine nefashos.
Oh,
wow. You hear what I'm saying? Hear where this is going?
So what you're saying is, if somebody...
In other words, right? In other words, like Rashi says, because the Gemara says, "Ein machzir in l'chova." Right? Got it, Marco? Ein machzir in l'chova. You see it on Lam Gimel Beis? And he says, "And when are we not machzir in l'chova? That's when he's taught b'dover shinat seduka modim bo." So Rashi says, "She'ein ta'uso mefurash b'torah behedya, ella b'mishnah o b'divrei hamoraim." So if the guy makes a mistake and he says you're putter, and it was based, but it was a Torah B'dvar Mishnah, because that's our case. That's the case we're talking about. Even though he's a Torah B'dvar Mishnah, and he says the guy is putter, he says he's a zakai, he's innocent. So then in machzir naso. But if he had no basis, he just said, well, he's putter because you're allowed to kill people. Then that's something that Tzedukah Mubid Me'od is wrong. Then he's machzir naso. So it's interesting. It includes Mishnah.
The standard is different.
The Tzeduki, yeah. That's just like how big your mistake is. It's such a big mistake, even the Tzeduki knows you're wrong. Even the Tzeduki knows you're wrong. Right?
Means you don't read the Chumash.
Yeah. So then we can't really say exactly what we were saying before, right? As it seems, it's interesting now. That there's two standards over here. There's two standards for what's considered not din. They can be machzirin. By dinin nefashos. Why is it by dinin nefashos? Because there's a separate gzeiras hakasuv of yitzilu ha'eda. That's the reason why we're different. That's why we treat dinin nefashos differently. Because there's a gzeiras hakasuv that tells you to treat it differently. So by dinin nefashos, even though he's a ta'a b'dvar mishnah, as long as he's not a ta'a in the plain shot of the psukim, dinei din. It's interesting. Ein machzir naso. But by dinei mamonis, we're saying that there's no gzeiras hakasuv. So then, when is he considered to be? When do we say machzir naso? That's even a ta'a b'dvar mishnah. That's a Torah B'dvar Mishnah. So the problem then is, so if what he's saying is not even a Dvar Mishnah, so why does it have a status of din at all? So what's the answer? There's only one answer to that question. In din and nefashos, let's say. He is considered a zakai. Based and can't retry him.
If it's not,
even though he's a Torah B'dvar Mishnah, even though he made a mistake in something that Rebbe said is absolutely wrong, and Rebbe. So it seems. So why is it really din? I mean, there's only one answer then, right? Because of the Dayan. Because it's the Dvar, it's the word of the Dayan. So that is the system of din, that the decree of the dayan has a certain halachic reality. Even if he's totally wrong, unless. Oh, so what is the question of when do we get to overturn it? In other words, let me try to put it in a slightly different way. In other words, the first way we were looking at it was trying to say that the dayan is sort of like expressing an objective truth, right? He's expressing a body of din. There's a body of halacha, and he's sort of channeling that body of halacha, right? So if he says something that we can say is not contained in the body of halacha, then he hasn't done anything, right? But it seems that from the case of Dinei Mamon, Dinei Nefashos, you see, even though he says something outside of the body of Mishnah, it still has some sort of validity. It still has some sort of reality, right? So that can't be the question anymore of whether it's chozer or not. It can't be whether he said something that's contained in the body of Torah or not. It must be a different question. What's the different question? I don't know if I can. What does Rashi say? Take a look at Rashi. What does Rashi say in Lamed Gimel Beis? About the Dvar, about the Siddukim? Ein ta'uso mefurash betar behedja. Yeah. It's not an open mistake. And also by Torah B'dvar Mishnah, it says ta'uso motzli B'dvar Mishnah. What's the question? It's not a question anymore. It was really what comes from the Dayan has a status of din. It's not a question. And even if he says something that's not within the body of halacha, it would have a status of din. But what is really has to do with his decree. So when is it chozer and when is it not chozer? What are we looking for? That was one way we could say. That was, this sort of gets out of the underlying problem that bothers me the whole time. And that is simply like we were saying before. If it's just like something about if someone gave the wrong answer to a mathematical problem, it wouldn't be any question that it has to be corrected. It wasn't the answer. Simply was not the answer. So that was our question too. I mean, in all these cases where he gives the wrong din, why don't we just say it simply wasn't din? Right? But that's assuming din is a thing that is like an objective entity and the Dayan is either getting it right or not getting it right. Right? But it's sort of like making din separate from the Dayan. You understand? But now we're saying no. Apparently there is a halachic reality to the statement of the Dayan itself. And the evidence of that is, even if he says he potters a guy in Dine Nefashos based on a mistake in the Mishnah, it has the status of Din, has the status of a Patur, has the status of Zakai. And you couldn't overturn it. So then, what is it? So then, when is it Chozer? It doesn't have to do with whether what he's saying is right or not. It has to do with the level of his toss. But it's not a matter of the level of his... It has to do with the degree of his toss. That's the question. We'll get to that in a minute. You hear what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. In other words, we'll say like this. That... whatever the Dayan says has the status of din. Okay? It doesn't have the status of din because it doesn't have the status of din because it's objectively provable somewhere else. It's his decree. It's like we say, it's like we had in last week's parsha, that it's like kitos ayotzi mipi hashalot. Right, so like sometimes even a mistake that comes from the mouth of the ruler has an effect. There's such a thing, right? Okay. So the din is a din, whether it's a mistake or not. That's not the question. What makes it a din is not that it was right, and what disqualifies it from a din is not that it was a mistake, because even shikul hadas is a mistake. But what is it? What disqualifies it as din? You could say the incompetence of the Dayan.
You mean like whether he's functioning as a good Dayan or not?
Something like that. In other words, it's a chop over here. You understand? It's not that he said the wrong thing. It's not that he said something that is not in fact halacha that makes it not a din. It's the fact that it was such a big mistake, it undermines his whole position. Whatever the Dayan says, as a Dayan, has validity, whether it's right or wrong. But there are certain things that are such gross errors that we say you are not even operating as a Dayan. And then it's not din, it's chozer. Then it doesn't have the validity of din. Or at least it can be overturned.
Why should that separate?
So then you have a Xeris HaKosov that changes the standard of the from dinim. We know that we know there's a baseline of dinim in dinim mamonos, of when we say his negligence is so great that he's not operating as a dayan, and there's the Xeris HaKosov that lizichus is extended by dinim. Why that we don't know, but the point is, if it's a matter of an objective thing, and if you said something that's so far off of the truth, it simply doesn't exist. Let me just say, the Xeris HaKosov can't make the non-existent existent. Okay? But it can change the standard of when we say the mistake is so egregious that we undercut your standing as a dayan. So then we're saying that the Torah is saying, in order to be an acquitter, you can even be you're allowed to be a bigger in the realm of acquittal, we condone greater incompetence. That's how important acquittal is to us. That even if the guy could be said to be incompetent in terms of other areas, we'll say he's competent. He's competent as a dayan to render an acquittal. That was a mistake. It's true, it was a mistake. But we don't need a big. You're not disqualified as a gavra in the realm of acquittal. That's the Xeris HaKosov, sort of like the end justifies the means type of thing. That's the whole system of chesed, of mercy, of rachamim by dinei nefashos. Hitzilu ha'eda. There's an imperative to try to save the guy. So even though it was the level of a mistake that he would lose his job in other areas of din, for this one we let him keep his job, so to speak. But that's just the Xeris HaKosov. That's the why of it. I mean, the why of it is because the Torah has a greater concern for zechus than chov. But what I'm saying is, and this is the important part, Avi, is that if it was an absolute statement and we're saying this type of a mistake is simply not a din because it doesn't exist in the realm of halacha, what you said is like just gobbledygook, just like you opened your mouth and an incomprehensible statement came out, then the Xeris HaKosov can't be, but it's going to be good by din nefashos, because the whole strength of the argument is that it's a non-existent thing. It's a non-existent the statement. Xeris HaKosov can't say that the non-existent exists. That's like saying there's a square circle, right? Because there's no such thing as a square circle, so that's always our example. It's just an intrinsic non-existent. But when I say that I don't need it to be right for the din to be din, I just need there to be a non-disqualified dayan, and a certain kind of a mistake disqualifies him, so I can say, well, we changed what kind of mistake disqualifies you from dinim mamonos and dinim nefashos. It's not an impossibility. You might say, well, why would you do that? That's a great question. But it's not, how could you say something doesn't exist here and it does exist there? That would be a real stira. But once you go down this road, now it doesn't seem like the Havamin is now it just seems like he's just testing how big of a mistake the guy was talking about, right? It just seems like a question of degree. Like he just was poking around at the degrees over here, right? Rebbe is what? What does Rashi say? Let's see. So can we work out the steps a little bit now? So Rebbe is what? So anyway, so Rashi seems to define right away what it means by being a toa b'dvar mishnah, that it's a toas that's motzoi. Right, it's a toas that's motzoi. It's a real serious mistake. But it's a serious mistake because it undermines his. It's an obvious point. It's not really a question like we were setting it up last week, so much of the type of mistake intrinsically. Like certain kinds of mistakes stick and certain kinds of mistakes don't stick intrinsically. It's just like a barometer of how bad of a job you're doing. You know what I mean? That is like, in that sense, that's what factual and, in that sense, that's the importance of fact. Because it's a dover gola, it's an open thing. You understand? Not because if you make a mistake in fact, there's nothing, you said nothing. No, that's not true. You're a dying, whatever you said is good. But if you said something that's a mistake in effect, that means that you operated with a high level of negligence. Now that level of, that degree of tos just makes what you say, eino din legamri. Ein dino din legamri. You hear? Ein dino din legamri. That's how I'd be medayeg in that Rashi. Toa b'dvar Mishnah, since his toa is ta'uso motzik b'dvar Mishnah, ein dino din legamri. It's the problem in him. His din is not a din. Because he was operating under a blatant mistake. So you see the Ran? So let's do it this way. Let's start at the top, and then let's go to the bottom, okay? So the top is Rebbe. Rebbe is the most visible mistake that you can make, right? Because everybody went to Rebbe. Rebbe purified everything, and his was the most well-known. I mean, he's the gold standard, you might say, right? He's the gold standard. But the Ran has an interesting thing. So then he asked them about the Brisos, right, the Toseftos. And then he asked them about the Gemaras. And then he said, what about us? It's not in the Zif. So he says, what about us, right? So the guy said, what are we, reed cutters in the swamp, right? Katlikani, what are we, Katlikani? So he says, Hilkach afilu toa b'dovarha b'dvarha moroyim havi ketoa b'dvar mishnah v'chozer. So according to the Maskana of the Gemara, if a person made a mistake, if an Amora made a mistake in something that the other Amoraim said, it would be considered the toa b'dvar mishnah. So the Ran has an interesting question. He says, v'im tomer afa gav delav katli kani havu. Okay, so let's say they're not reed cutters. Mikol makom efshe sheshar amoroyim yachloku aleim. In other words, he didn't understand what he meant. He's trying to figure out what does this Gemara mean. The Gemara says, who is it, Rav Hamnuna? Rav Hamnuna says to Rav Sheshes, what about something that we said? Right? What if you and I said something, and then someone made a mistake and they paskened against us? Would that be chozer kedvar Mishnah? So he says, what are we, amateurs? What are we just, right? So the Ran says, what do you mean? Okay, they're not nobodies, but maybe other Amoraim disagree with them. They're not the final word. So if Rav Hamnun or Rav Sheshes had a din, and another Amora paskened against them, why is that a Tav Advar Mishnah? Maybe there are other Amoraim who disagree with them, right? Now, is they're not the Hilchasa and everything necessarily. Vim Kain, Lama Yeya Toa B'Devrayim Toa B'Devar Mishnah. Paskin like another Amora. V'yesh Lomer D'Hochi Kamrinan. Now, is he saying, when he says we're not Katlikani, he says, it doesn't, what does he mean? He can't be saying that we are the objective, dispositive din of all the Gemara. So there could be other people who disagree with him. V'yesh lomer d'hochi kamrinan she'atoa b'divrei ha'moroyim shelo shoma es divreihem. If somebody made a mistake in the words of the Amoraim, meaning he didn't hear what they said. Because how did they make the mistake, right? He didn't know what they said. She'im shoma osam she'amru kach v'kach lo haya osa ha'maisa hazeh. So he was unaware of the statement of the Amoraim. But if he would have heard it, he would have agreed with them. That's like a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah. She'im shoma ha-mishnah lo hay osekein. What does it mean, a Torah b'dvar mishnah? Now he's trying to really give the final definition. That it's something that if he would have heard, he would not have disagreed with. V'hanami dekavase, she'tor b'dovar she'ta'uso mifureshas. It's a clear mistake. You understand? Oval Torah b'shikol hadas, ein ta'uso mifureshas. She'ein hechra mifuresh b'dovar. There's no conclusion, there's no hachra, there's no decision. It's just, you can say, the sugyas seem to go one way. V'fikach nira she'atov v'divrei ha-ga'onim zal she'achar chasimas ha-talmud. Now he wants to bring it down to a more contemporary level. So what if you have something that the ga'onim said? It's not even in the shas, right? Afal pisha b'yad ha-chacham ha-achronim lachlok al deream. So you could say things in the shas we can't argue on. But the Rush brings it down over here that, no, nowadays, even Bisman Azef, if someone found a raya against something one of the Gaonim said, he could go against the Gaonim. So the Gaonim are not like Stima Sashas, they're not the final word. So even though the Chachamim could argue on him, Lasos Maisa Keneged HaRasam, Mikom Makom Im Toach Chacham Echad Achram B'Divrei HaGaonim Zal Shlo Shoma Divrayam. But if someone didn't hear what the Gaonim said, in a certain way that if he would have heard it, he wouldn't have done it, what he did, because the Gaonim are not reed cutters in the bog. So what does this mean? What does this mean for Torah B'dvar Mishnah?
What would
it require? Right? In other words, that's the way the Ron is laying it out. It says, if, let's say Bismarck, someone asked you a Shaila, and you didn't know that Rav Moshe has a long tshuva about it. You just didn't know. And you went one way, and you said, if I would have known Rav Moshe Paskin this way, I would never would have said this. So basically, he would say that because he would have taught B'dvar Mishnah. But taught B'shekel HaDas means there's nothing mefureshes that says you made a mistake. It's just sugyas. You have to be a chacham and look through all the sugyas and figure out and weigh out which ones do you think the shas is really going like. Right? And that's what he explains. That's what he explains Rav Hamnuna meant. Rav Hamnuna and Rav Sheshes meant. Not that he said we're not nobodies. That was his question. What do you mean when he said we're not nobodies? It doesn't mean you're the final decision. So maybe there are other Amorim arguing you. He says, no, what he meant is that if somebody paskined and they didn't know about a Gemara, and when they saw the Gemara, they said, I never would have said this, that's considered a Torah B'dvar Mishnah. But again, what's the issue? If he seems to say that the key issue of Torah B'dvar Mishnah is Ta'uso Mifureshas. That's the key question. Is his ta'us clear? Is it open? Is it evident? So that he holds is the final psak. That what is it? What makes it a Torah B'dvar Mishnah Chozer? That it's an open. It's an open and shut mistake. It doesn't have to be argued about. It's not something that is, in other words, in a certain sense, it's factual. Right, Yona? Come back down to that. It does seem, right. It does seem like Matt is saying that Rav Hamnuna's first question was, like we were saying initially, that he was going to basic information. Rebbe is the most fundamental source of information. Rebbe Chiya is a secondary source of information. But those still are what? And that really would undermine the gavra. A mistake in that, in those two, in the basic fundamentals of din, would undermine the gavra. But that was his question. Does it have to be that he's out of the realm of halacha, meaning he's making a mistake in Rebbe? That is, objectively speaking, he's out of the realm of halacha. Or even the mistake in Rav Chi and Rav Oshia, meaning he knows Rebbe, so he has the foundation of din, but there's a secondary source of din that he's not familiar with, that he's making a mistake in. As I would say like this, a guy who doesn't know Rebbe, then you'll say he doesn't have any status of a Baal Halacha. That's the basic qualifications. I mean, it's like you'll find you find in the Gemara sometimes that an Amora Amoraim have a machlokas, and they bring a brisa and they knock off one of the Amoraim. Sometimes they can wiggle out of it, but sometimes it's a tiyufta from a brisa. So Rashi says, in a few places, Rashi says, every Amora did not know every brisa. They knew every Mishnah, but they did not necessarily know every single brisa. Okay? So if you don't know every Mishnah, then you're just you're not in the profession, so to speak. I mean, right? It's like a physicist not knowing the basic formulas. Right? Certain basic formulas every physicist has to know. But certain basic stuff he's got to know. So that would be the first level of mistake. Now, he's trying to find then he says what? Even Rabbi Chiya Rav Oshia. Okay. But what's the step now from Rabbi Chiya Rav Oshia down to Gemara? Let's get that step. So for that, for the Gemara, it means what? What is the Gemara? The Gemara means like this. The Mishnayos are the basic information. So you have two levels, right? You have the core information is Rebbe, right? Rechir of Oshia is an extended expertise in the subject, okay? Meaning you know even certain more arcane brises, but they still are considered the basic material. Now, those are still the basic, the fundamentals. But Svara is different. Svara is what? Like Rashi says, what's Gemara? Gemara is you take the Mishnah here, you take a Mishnah there, and the Gemara says there's a stira between the two Mishnahs. How do you work out the stira? Svara. Right? Mishnah is the basic givens, so to speak, the factual cases. And then Gemara, Rashi says, is answering stiras between the Mishnayos and really uncovering the principles that the Mishnayos are based upon. That's why the Gemara says, if someone paskins halacha from Mishnayos, he destroys the world. Because he just knows certain basic facts, but he doesn't really understand the svaras behind the facts. So he compares things, right? You almost never get the exact same case as a Mishnah. So you have to make some sort of an interpretation. But if a person doesn't know Mishnah, that means he's not schooled in Gemara. It means he doesn't understand how to pull out the theories that the Mishnayos are working on. He'll just make superficial comparisons. So he'll be destroys the world, the Gemara says. As I said, the Gemara says that the people who know Mishnayos but don't know Gemara, they hate the Chachamim. Because they just have, like, you meet people like that who just can quote things, encyclopedic quote. But the Balei Gemara know that the quoting the thing verbatim is a good start, but it's not, the value is really having the theories that produce those Mishnayos and having the principles that the Mishnayos are resting upon. And the only way you can get to those is really by doing what the Gemara does, Uraminu, Stiras, Kashas, and really pulling it apart and subjecting it to thorough, rigorous analysis. Sometimes the Gemara even says, Chisuri Mechsra Vachikitani, the Mishnah has to be rewritten somewhat, based on a Svara of other things. So the Svaras of the Gemara really are derived, they're really derivative ideas, derivative concepts from the basics of the Mishnah. right? You derive them from Mishnah. So that's a different, that's already a different degree. That's a different degree. Doesn't know, right? So if a guy doesn't know the derived information, right? That was his question. When we say he's a Torah Bidvar, when we say he's a Torah Bidvar Mishnah, do we mean that it's a certain kind of a mistake in a fundamental element, right? In a fundamental element of this of the system, which would be the Mishnayos themselves, or what? But then the Gemara is really derived from those. It's not the same thing. So then what did he answer him? He said, no, even Mishnah, even Gemara. Why?
He didn't know.
So what was that answer? Even Gemara. What was his answer? He says, yes. So it means to say that it's true, there's a whole system. It's true you can break it up into like postulates or givens and derived principles. But in terms of the body of halacha, they're basically the same. But you could set it up in like, in terms of, in, in terms of, if you wanted to say, what's prior to what? So you say, of course, the Mishnah is prior to the Gemara. But they both altogether produce one body of din. Like we were saying before, you really can't have Gemara, you can't have Mishnah without Gemara to some extent. Right, it's true the Mishnah has to come first, but that was his question. That was his question, was when you say fundamental, does it mean in like a systematic way or not? So he's saying no, it doesn't mean in the systematic way. It means the basic information of halacha. It's true some of it it starts out as principles in the Mishnayos, and the Gemara comes out with psak. But once the Gemara comes out with a psak, that's basically in terms of the knowledge, in terms of the operational knowledge, let's say. In terms of operational knowledge, the Gemara is just as fundamental as anything else.
Can it operate purely?
No, when it means Torah Bidvar Gemara over here, he thought it still meant like the Hilchasos of the Gemara. He thought it meant the Hilchasos of the Gemara. Right, that apparently was what he thought it meant. So then when he came down to asking about you and me, then that's the way he was looking at it. First he thought the most objective thing is Rebbe, meaning the guy doesn't even have a basic standing. Then you'll say no, he, even though he has the basic standing, what if he doesn't exhibit an expertise in that in the basics? So that, he says, no, even though the guy's not an expert, he still is considered to be a Torah Bidvar Mishnah. Right? But then, and then he wanted to know about the halachic facts of the Gemara, basically. Right? But up till that point, now is from Mishnah, Tosefta to Gemara, those were all dealing with the conclusions, right? The Hilchasos. His last question really, really opened up a whole different, like the way that Ron explains, seems to have been a new approach already. Once he got to the end, it became a new approach, and that is what. Let's see if we can just in his Maisa, right. Now, it's up till now, it seemed like he was questioning who's the Gavra, what disqualifies the Gavra. But once he comes down to the end and he says, you and I, it means that if it could be demonstrated in his Maisa that he made a mistake, that would also be considered to be the Torah Bidvar Mishnah. That's it?
How does that work?
Why should that be?
Yeah.